This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Now, if you're buying your cannabis on the black market in states in which there is a legalization scheme in effect, we would love to hear from you. You don't have to give us your real name in order to get on the air. Maybe you're concerned about that. Although, that said, I don't think it's a crime. I'm not an attorney, but I don't think it's a crime to actually buy weed in the black market as a customer.
No.
It's a crime probably to sell the cannabis in the black market in these states. But to be the buyer, you're probably not at any real risk.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, as long as you're buying less than whatever the legal amount is that you can possess, the risk should be near to zero on the customer's end. But with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Nobody.
Nobody, you and I have been discussing this story out of Colorado's KUNC.org, which is just expressing wild confusion about why it is that the black market is still thriving in a place that has had legalization for going on 7 years now at this point. And for those of you just tuning in, the simple solution or the simple answer is it's because of legalization. It's because of the regulatory and taxing structure put into place. And the only thing that can solve this is the end of those structures, is to terminate the Department of, you know, Bureaucracy of Marijuana or whatever they call themselves. There's some sort of regulatory agency out there shut that. Okay, they're called the Marijuana Enforcement Division. So to shut down the Marijuana Enforcement Division, and the Colorado Department of Agriculture apparently is involved, repeal all of those rules and regulations around how you need to grow marijuana. Because, look, you don't need to have a bunch of government bureaucrats coming up with rules that are likely being concocted by the most influential members of the industry in the first place. The ones who can afford to jump through all of these regulatory hoops, they're the ones who likely come up with the hoops into which people must jump. And so, of course, the more hoops there are, the more difficult it is to get into the legal business, and the more people who might have wanted to sell legally will just either throw up their hands in frustration and not do it at all, or they'll go into the underground and do it anyway without following any of the stupid rules.
Yep, and that's how the justice system works.
It is. And so they interviewed a couple of people. One of them, I believe, is a district attorney in Colorado. Another one is a business owner, a legal business owner, who's not happy with the fact that people are competing with him, but not jumping through all the hoops he's jumping through. So it says here in the story, well, how do you thwart a thriving industry? They both agreed that if more states legalized cannabis, it would deal a heavy blow to illegal growers, though it wouldn't put them under entirely. Legalization, they say, seems to be the one solution everyone can agree with. Even Lloyd, who asked that we only use his middle name because he works in the illegal marijuana market, sees it as the biggest threat. Lloyd says he doesn't physically transport anything across state borders. Instead, he likes to think of himself as a concierge, connecting growers in Colorado with major sellers in states where marijuana is still illegal, particularly the Bible Belt. He said, quote, anywhere marijuana is not tolerated at all is usually where the price is going to be the highest. He boasted that there are entire cities that wouldn't have access to marijuana were it not for him.
Oh, come on.
That's a heck of a boast.
Yeah. See, that's not how markets work. If you take out one market actor, it creates a void, and somebody else is going to move into that spot.
Yeah, anything that would be called a city that only has one marijuana dealer is a just a fantasy in the mind of that marijuana dealer. That's not the case. Where enough for him, he claims, and while his criminal record includes charges of marijuana dealing, KUNC couldn't confirm the claim. Thanks to the state's central location, Lloyd calls Colorado a trafficker's dream. Ever since legalization, he says public perception of cannabis has changed dramatically, and that's made his job easier. Dealing marijuana used to be risky and confined to dingy and dark alleyways. But Lloyd says that's all's changed. Quote, those days are over, he said. Most of the kids I'm correlating with here in Denver look like Justin Bieber. Not sure what that's supposed to mean. I guess he's saying
he was
that,
a clean-cut, kind of weak-looking kid.
I see what he's saying. He's saying the people in the black market, he's saying the black market dealers are a little more clean-cut looking than maybe they were in the past.
Mm-hmm.
At first blush, Colorado's illegal marijuana trade may appear harmless, but the DEA stresses these operations are often linked to more nefarious criminal operations.
The DEA is often linked to murder and kidnapping.
Lloyd, for example, currently faces 13 charges of human trafficking in Arapahoe County. Even if marijuana became legal on a federal level, it's likely that a black market would persist, similar to how cheap cigarettes are illegally trafficked into cities with high tobacco taxes, like New York. But of course, it's worth pointing out that you can't buy knockoff cigarettes in cities that don't have high tobacco taxes.
Nah, that's where they get exported from.
Yeah, if you go to North Carolina, or one of the tobacco-growing states, you have no problem acquiring all the legal tobacco that you want to because the taxes are very, very low there.
And congratulations to North Carolina for being smart enough to take morons like the state of New York for a ride.
Right, and one of the things I did say to a couple of the state reps here in New Hampshire was, you know, I'm against the whole taxing and regulation scheme. I'm against it, and I think you are too, nobody.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be true freedom for cannabis growers and sellers and users. But given that we know that politicians love to tax and they'd love to have their schemes, it seems unbelievable that we could actually have a state in the United States that has no regulations surrounding cannabis and has no taxes. So I said, look, if you're going to tax it, here's what you ought to do. New Hampshire ought to have the lowest tax of all the 50 states. So, you know, kind of how New Hampshire has that it's like written into law that New Hampshire has the first primary in the nation for the presidential primary. Well, they could write their tax law on cannabis to say, no matter what other states do, New Hampshire will have the lowest tax rate. So if some state tries to lower their tax below New Hampshire, New Hampshire just lowers their tax. Mm-hmm. So New Hampshire's tax would always be the lowest of all of the taxes. So if you're going to have a tax, it ought to be the lowest one so as to economically incentivize people, and as well as have fewer regulations as well.
Yeah. And that will also make for a smaller black market.
We continue here. Austin is on the line in Colorado, he claims, watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Austin.
All right, so I think weed's good enough, but...
Huh? You got a hold of it's like some sort of a thing online where they try to make whatever it is really loud unexpectedly, and it sounded like that was going to get really loud there. Right? But I hung up on him, so... And it looks like the board op dumped you, too. I didn't hit the dump button on that one because I didn't hear any profanity, so I don't really think that was necessary, but... Anyway, it's just a waste of time. 855, 450 free. So a little bit more here on federal changes. Let's see here. So according to Forbes, Tom Angel writing this one, the chairman of the influential House Judiciary Committee authored a message to NORML, that's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, their email list on Monday, a notable signal of how the cannabis legalization movement has entered the mainstream corridors of power on Capitol Hill. Now, that's for better or for worse. I mean, there's no doubt that cannabis is becoming more politically correct, more acceptable to be like a politician and actually come out in favor of cannabis. That's happening now. We're seeing that. And that's kind of what this story is about. Representative Gerald Nadler from New York, a Democrat who filed legislation to remove marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Now, is that all it does? Well, I haven't read it. But apparently the claim is it will begin repairing the harms of prohibition enforcement. He's the one who wrote the letter to NORML. And he asked the advocacy group's supporters to write their own members of Congress in support of his bill, which is called the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, a.k.a. MORE. Quote, America has a moral responsibility to pass my legislation to end the prohibition of marijuana and take on the oppression at the heart of the war on drugs. Can you believe that a politician is saying this?
Wow.
He says, quote,
he must have his back against the wall if he's telling the truth.
He says, I'm proud to work with Normal to create a more just national marijuana policy. We'll talk about what his bill's proposal is to end cannabis' existence on the Controlled Substances Act. That would definitely be a big step in the right direction. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. Godard bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GodardBags.com/FTL. That's GodardBags.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about weed. We're talking about cannabis, legalization. or cannabis cartelization, as you put it earlier tonight, Nobody. Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, Ian and Nobody in the studio, and also want to make sure that you know, especially if you're in the cannabis business, how to accept cryptocurrency. Now, this applies to anybody that wants to accept cryptocurrency. But if you're in the cannabis business, you really ought to be taking crypto from people, because a lot of the folks in the cannabis business have a tough time with banking. It's hard to find a bank that's willing to let you deposit anything in an account if you're a cannabis business. But with cryptocurrency, you don't have to worry about any of that, because you are your own bank in the world of crypto. You're in charge of your own security, and you can store things pretty securely without having to have some, you know, professional operation help you do that. Now, to accept cryptocurrency, there are some professional operations that make things a lot easier for you, like our friends over at AnyPay. You can go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. No matter what your business is, legal or whatever, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and you can get their app. In fact, you don't even have to go to the website. You can just download the AnyPay retail app, which is available on iOS and Android Play and App Stores. You just download that and get it all set up from within the app. But if you need to go from zero, like you don't even have your own crypto wallet yet, if you're starting from zero, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through the process. And before you know it, literally, within moments, you'll be accepting Bitcoin and Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and several other cryptos. You don't have to take them all. You can take, you know, your favorite two or three or whatever. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They make it super easy for cashiers or service providers, anybody who wants to accept cryptocurrency from their customers. They make it easy. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. All right. So we're talking about this Gerald Nadler. He's a representative in the U.S. House. He's from New York. He's filed legislation last month, according to Forbes.com, to remove marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act, which would be a huge step in the right direction towards ending cannabis prohibition. And as was pointed out by this politician, he says this will help remedy the widespread iniquities and injustice that drug prohibition has brought upon tens of millions of Americans. Beyond descheduling cannabis, the MORE Act would create processes for the expungement and resentencing of prior convictions and prevent government agencies from blocking access to federal benefits or impeding citizenship status for immigrants due to marijuana use. So in addition to removing cannabis from the scheduling, which right now, by the way, it's still Schedule 1 on that list, which according to the federal goons means that it has no accepted medical benefit.
Yeah, which is just a straight-up lie.
Yeah,
you know.
It's outrageous.
Different other parts of the government admit the truth, but yet they continue to lie on that schedule and impose criminal penalties based on that lie.
Yeah, they are acting as though cannabis is one of the most dangerous substances on the planet, when in fact the opposite is actually true. But going on. Additionally, the law would levy a 5% federal tax on cannabis sales. So that's not good.
No.
With some revenue earmarked for job training and legal aid programs for people impacted by prohibition enforcement, as well as loans for small marijuana businesses owned by socially and economically disadvantaged people. So a wealth transfer, basically taking tax money and transferring it to people who don't have as much to open a business with, I guess is the idea. I mean, I understand what he's trying to do, but of course I can't agree with any taxes.
Yeah, well, you know, to him, some people should be favored and other people should be disfavored. To me, everybody, all men are created equal.
Its introduction comes amidst what observers are saying is the most marijuana-friendly Congress in history. Less than 8 months into the two-year session, dozens of cannabis proposals have been filed. Seven hearings have been held on the issue, and legislation to increase marijuana businesses' access to banking services has even cleared a key committee. So we're starting to see an unusual level of progress on this at the federal level, and I am hoping that we're going to see this become an issue in the campaign coming up in 2020, whether or not they actually end up, you know, because again, bills being filed doesn't mean that the bills are going to pass, but at the very least, it is a, you know, promising indicator. Quote, with chairman, oh, by the way, this guy who's making these comments that we read, he is a chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Now, that's a pretty big chairmanship as far as committees are concerned. So he's not just some, you know, newbie, I guess you could say. This is a fairly influential member of the House. According to, let's see, Normal, it says here, quote, we believe the MORE Act will likely be the first bill to end federal marijuana criminalization ever to pass in a chamber of Congress, said Normal's political director, Justin Strakal, in an interview. He said further, quote, representative democracy is not a spectator sport. Now's the time for the majority of Americans who support legalization to demand reform from their legislators, just as Mr. Nadler's message to our members indicated. So I got to say, you know, even though I'm against taxes, it's obviously a hard thing for a libertarian to make a decision on a bill like this. Like, when you're in office, you get presented with a piece of legislation. You can try to amend it if you want to, but the likelihood of being able to amend out a tax is pretty slim, you know, because most of the politicians are going to support that.
They get fat off your tax money. They want to keep it flowing.
Right. So, you know, would you, nobody, if you were sitting in Congress and this bill came before you that would remove cannabis from the schedule, but add a 5% tax that's distributed in some politically favored way to whoever they favor, would you vote for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
I'd hold my nose and vote for it.
Yeah, on balance, it's an improvement.
That's right. And that's really all you can hope for out of the political process is an on-balance improvement.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is it doesn't sound like he's trying to establish a cartel at the federal level.
Yeah, it didn't say anything, at least in this summary in Forbes, about a federal regulatory scheme. It just said a tax.
Right.
So I hope that you're right about that and that they're not going to, you know, layer on extra regulations from the federal level. That would be awful. Kamala Harris, who is a senator and also a presidential candidate, did file a companion version of Nadler's bill in the Senate. Quote, in 1977, I cast my first vote as a freshman member of the state assembly to decriminalize cannabis in my home state of New York, said the chairman to Normal supporters. Since then, I've been committed to ending the criminalization of marijuana. The criminalization of marijuana is a mistake and caused grave harm disproportionately to those who are poor or people of color, and we must take action.
It wasn't a mistake. It was a genocide. I mean, Nixon ramped up the war on drugs in 1972.
And to go after the hippies and the blacks.
To go after the hippies and the blacks. And that's exactly what they did. So don't say it was a mistake. This was the government being scum.
The toll-free number, well, they can't help it. I mean, that's just what they do.
True.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You got comments? You want to join us? You're welcome to. Our number, 855-450-3733. Or jump in our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are rallying at the end of the week as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 307 points to close at 25,886. The NASDAQ and S&P were also up. Real Clear Markets editor John Tamney reminds us all the one key thing to our economy.
The reality is the U.S. stock market is priced with growth in China in mind. Apple gets a fifth of its iPhone sales from China. It's McDonald's second largest market. It's Nike's second largest market. GM sells more cars there than it does in North America. Boeing sells a quarter of its planes there. And so long as we are browbeating China and having a war with them, we're limiting the ability of U.S. businesses to sell there, and that's dangerous.
The New York City medical examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy released today determines that the official cause of death was suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it's not like you could disagree with us on the things that we're saying here tonight. I mean, the people who favored cannabis prohibition have been silent on these airwaves for years. I mean, there was a time in the past where they might call in to talk about how they thought the war on drugs, specifically the war on pot, was a good idea, but I don't remember the last time we heard from one of those people.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing about bootlickers is when the government position changes, it takes all the wind out of their sails because they don't actually believe anything themselves. They believe what they're,
whatever
told,
they're told
to believe.
Yeah. And there was a lot of prohibition or a lot of propaganda surrounding marijuana prohibition that was inculcated into the people for a very long time. But it's not hard to wipe away that propaganda when you've been told in your government school years that marijuana is evil and that the people who use it are bad people and that it's as dangerous as heroin. And then you get into the real world where you find out that marijuana isn't evil and it's not really dangerous and the people that use it are actually your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers and your family members, that kind of wipes away the lies.
And also when you discover that the bad people are the government thugs who are kicking down doors and ruining lives.
Exactly. Now, we're going to continue with a little bit more on what they're talking about doing at the federal government level, which would be to effectively end marijuana prohibition, to remove cannabis from the drug schedule, the DEA's schedule of narcotics, to remove that, not move it. But to remove it is a huge, huge step. I don't think, I mean, it's hard to even think that something like that could happen at the federal level, but it is actually being proposed. We'll get back into the story and take your calls and thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE. And on our Discord server, you can join our top four rooms there. They're on-air call-in line rooms, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me and nobody. But I also want you to go to local.bitcoin.com. Nobody is actually one of the top sellers over at local.bitcoin.com. You, along with another one of our co-hosts, Aria, earlier this week, probably are a good chunk of the entire site's business there. It's a great site. Anybody can get started selling and buying Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. Now, keep in mind, there's some due diligence you need to do here. Some of these payment methods are more or less risky than others. So there is some risk involved when it comes to dealing with people who are basically anonymous online, because one of the nice parts about local.bitcoin.com is there's no know-your-customer requirements in order to sign up for the website. So in order to create an account, you don't have to show an ID to the site. And further, the site actually encrypts the communications between buyers and sellers. So you actually finally have a global marketplace for buying and selling Bitcoin Cash that actually respects your privacy. Get started over at local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. You know, one of the things I wanted to point out here that, and I'm not 100% sure on this, maybe you can back me up or correct me if I'm wrong on this, nobody, but I think I've heard, and I think it was actually Weta Claus who told me about this, that in New Hampshire, which is where we live, that the way the law is written is that whatever is prohibited is what is scheduled, meaning that New Hampshire's prohibition essentially is a mirror of what the federal drug schedule is. So there's not, as I understand it, there's not a statute in New Hampshire that specifies that cannabis is illegal. I believe that, this is my understanding, that it's just, it simply adopts whatever is on the federal drug schedule and says those are the prohibited substances in New Hampshire. If that's the case, and this federal bill goes through, and they actually remove cannabis from the drug schedule, that would de facto essentially end prohibition in New Hampshire.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that's the case. I'd have to look at that RSA, because the thing is, there are penalties specified based on what you've been convicted of, and the penalties are what you were in possession of, whether it was marijuana or cocaine or heroin or all.
Are you sure about that? Because usually the charge when you get busted for something is controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance. Anytime somebody gets busted for possession of cannabis, of course now it's decriminalized, so if you get popped with less than 3/4 of an ounce, it's just a ticket. But if you were to be above that, or you know, whether you get popped with heroin or whether you get popped with cocaine or whether you get popped with whatever, it's not going to say possession of cocaine. It's not going to say possession of heroin on the criminal docket on your list of charges. It's always possession of a controlled substance. So, that, like I said, I heard this from Weta Claus, and he's a guy who's done a lot of research in this. For those that are newer listeners to the show, Weta Claus was never a host on Free Talk Live, but he ended up getting arrested for growing cannabis years ago here in New Hampshire, and he was particularly noteworthy beyond the fact that he's a libertarian guy. He fought it. He actually went to trial, and that resulted in some very interesting things. But so it might be worth looking into, because that if this thing gets passed and I'm correct about this, that would do what we've been wanting to see happen here in New Hampshire. It would end prohibition. And since they haven't passed a legalization bill yet, we could then just oppose all the legalization bills, because then all those would be regulation bills. Because essentially you would have, if this federal change happens and marijuana gets removed or cannabis gets removed from the schedule, then you've got a completely deprohibited product. It would then be, in theory, it would be legal to grow, it would be legal to sell, it would be legal to possess in large quantities within the state boundaries of New Hampshire, if I'm correct about my belief.
It sounds that way. I don't know. I'd have to read the RSA.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wonderful, though, if that happened?
It really would.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Then we'd have to send a thank you note to the governor for opposing the legalization bills along the way, because he's been the stick in the mud. He's the governor in the state right now has been getting a lot of S for his opposition towards legalization, when, to the guy's credit, he did pass decrim. So when decrim was put in front of him, he signed that, whereas the previous governor wouldn't sign decrim. So it's been kind of like
Maggie Hassan, a name that will live in infamy.
Yeah, you and I had a little bit of fun with her at Keene State College one day. If you search for search the Free Keene channel for Hassan, and I bet you the Free Keene YouTube channel and that video will come up. It's pretty entertaining. But the funny thing about her was she was a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And she did pass, you know, to her credit, she did sign medical cannabis, which was like a super weak version of medical cannabis, but she did sign that. But she opposed decrim.
Mm-hmm.
It took a Republican governor to finally get decrim passed, but he opposes legalization. Now, the typical, you know, explanation for this is that his opposition to legalization is because he's buddies with the police. That, you know, he's the top dog when it comes to giving orders to the state police and all that, right? He's the executive administrator or whatever. And so he's got the cops whispering in his ear. Obviously, he's going to do what they want. But if that's...
And the cops are hired killers.
Yes.
They want to kill and they want to get paid to kill. Okay, and in order to do that, they need as many things to be illegal as possible.
Then why did he sign decrim?
Because his back was against a wall, I think. If he hadn't at least promised that, I don't think he would have gotten elected.
You might be right.
You know, we're sick. We the people are sick of these prohibitionists.
Well, there's more here from this guy on Capitol Hill, this Nadler guy, the House Judiciary Committee, who is the chairman of that committee, Gerald Nadler, who filed a bill to end marijuana being on the schedule of controlled substances. His bill was endorsed, according to Forbes.com, by a group of justice-focused organizations such as the ACLU and the NAACP in a letter to House leaders earlier this month. Quote, criminal justice involvement deprives individuals from low-income communities of color equal access to economic opportunity, the groups wrote. They said further, incarceration robs families and communities of breadwinners and workers. Thus, any marijuana reform bill that moves forward in Congress must first address criminal justice reform and repair the damage caused by the war on drugs in low-income communities of color. And I'd like to add that it's damaged everybody.
Yeah, I'm not of color, and I'm a marijuana felon.
Yeah, but Blacks and Hispanics are not the only people who've had their lives ruined by the war on drugs. But we'll continue in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a little bit of good news, and that is that at the federal level, believe it or not, there's actually a proposal that's been filed in both the House and the Senate to end cannabis prohibition. Now, they are talking about a 5% federal tax on cannabis sales, which, that's not cool. But still, removing cannabis from the drug schedule would be a huge step in the right direction, and something that many of us have just, I don't think we ever thought we'd see it in our lifetimes. It hasn't happened yet, so it ain't over yet. But nonetheless, the fact that you've got the chairperson of the House Judiciary Committee, who's the one who's pushing it, bodes fairly well for it. You know, when you've got the chairman... It would have to be that Trump would have to basically get in the way of this. If this passes, Trump would have to go against it. But he signaled that he's in favor of marijuana reform. So
he's flip-flopped on it somewhat. But he's a big law and order guy, and he's also in the pocket of the pigs.
Yeah, that is true. He's been getting endorsements and such from police organizations, and who knows what he'll do in the ramp up to the
election. They want that overtime, and they want to have people to brutalize. So the police are not going to appreciate the idea of having fewer people to abuse.
No doubt about it. Although I will say this, having been to many of the various different hearings in New Hampshire, where we live, on the end of cannabis prohibition at various different levels, decrim or legalization or whatever, medical, we've been to a lot of these hearings. At some point, it just felt like the cops gave up. So, like, the very last hearings for decriminalization, the cops' attitudes was had shifted. It had become like, well, we kind of see the writings on the wall here, so if you're going to decriminalize it, here's what we want. And so then they give all these strictures that they want surrounding the decriminalization. So, we can't have an ounce being legal. It needs to be, or decrim, it needs to be three-quarters of an ounce. We can't have a whole ounce.
We've got to be able to ruin people's lives if they have an ounce.
Right. So, I don't know. I'm not saying that's happening at the federal level, but at some point their attitude changed from, my God, the world is going to catch on fire if we do any amount of decriminalization, to, well, okay, as long as it's got all these provisions on it, we're okay with it. So it, they did kind of seem to kind of give up, to some extent, the level of vehement opposition that they'd had previously. They still want control. They still want to be able to arrest people, but you know, at some point, they give up.
I'm sure being connected to the establishment, they knew that the fix was in.
That it was inevitable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, these things aren't decided by a democratic process. These things are decided in advance in smoky, dark rooms.
Calling the proposal an important step to, quote, bolster communities ravaged by the war on drugs, the groups are pushing congressional leadership to see that it is, quote, swiftly marked up and immediately scheduled for floor consideration, unquote, following the August recess. So I guess they're off for the month. Quote, the hysteria around marijuana is starting to lift as states across the country lead the way in reforming their marijuana laws. It's time for the federal government to follow suit. This is Nadler, the head of the chairman of the committee. He wrote in his message to Normal's email list. He said, quote, marijuana is a public health and personal freedom issue, not a criminal one. We can no longer afford the moral or financial costs of the war on drugs.
Truth.
It's believable almost to hear words like that coming out of an elected U.S. representative. And I'm sure this guy's terrible on a bunch of issues, but on this one at least, he's right. And he's right about the whole war on drugs. I don't know if that was his intention to word it that way, but he's acknowledged twice. Well, he's acknowledged once that most of the war on drugs is a war on marijuana. That's definitely the truth. That's where most of the spending goes to. That's where most of the busts happen. It's easier to find a bunch of marijuana than it is to find other drugs that maybe aren't as smelly, for instance. But to say here that they can't afford the moral or financial costs of the war on drugs is a statement against the war on drugs in its entirety, not just the war on cannabis.
Well, I hope that's the way that he intended it and that it was not just a misstatement.
Right. Now, the bill isn't going to end the entire war on drugs.
No.
It will just remove cannabis from the schedule. So, to that end, it doesn't go far enough. I mean, the true libertarian, you know, solution here would be to abolish the entire controlled drug schedule and go ahead and abolish the entire DEA while you're at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would, you know, pretty much solve the problem of the war on drugs, at least at the federal level.
One of the many alphabet agencies that does not exist in the Constitution. There's no constitutional authority for the existence of the DEA.
I think that's true for almost all of them, right?
Yeah.
New York congressman sent a separate email to his own campaign last month asking his supporters to sign a petition backing his cannabis bill. And then also last month, the Judiciary Subcommittee held a hearing on marijuana prohibition at which members of both parties expressed broad support for ending or scaling back federal prohibition, with disagreements mostly focusing on the details or the competing proposals to do so. So the fact that there are even competing proposals to scale back or end cannabis prohibition is also another good sign. Mm. It seems like if it's not this year, it ought to be next year, but it seems like maybe something could happen on this year. And as you probably know, if you've paid any attention to your local state's debates over this issue, one of the common objections, at least that we've heard here in New Hampshire from some of the state reps, is, oh, I can't support marijuana ending marijuana prohibition because it's illegal federally. So what's the point of ending prohibition? They're just going to come crack down on us from the federal level.
Which is absolutely moronic, because you know, the fact that something's illegal on the federal level is no reason to duplicate that unjust law on the state level, or vice versa. The fact that something's illegal on the state level does not imply that that unjust law should be replicated at the federal level.
Yeah, it's just cowardice on the part of the politicians that say that. It's just, it's them saying they don't want to take the lead. They don't have the courage to, you know, come out in favor of ending prohibition because they're afraid of what the federal government will think and or do about it. And that's just cowardly, which is, of course, what you should expect from politicians.
What they should have done is pass criminal statutes against federal agents operating in New Hampshire on drug cases and taken any federal pig who violated that law and thrown them in a New Hampshire prison.
Well, I would definitely support nobody putting forward legislation like that in the future.
I will probably do so if I get the chance.
Indeed. So, you know, I'm glad to see this happening. You know, it's some steps in the right direction. I applaud this. I obviously would love to see the federal government be abolished entirely, but as long as it's going to exist, they ought to not be involving themselves at any state-level issue. If some state wants to continue prohibition, be it Utah, which, by the way, according to Riley Blake, they actually did pass medical in Utah, so even Utah is seeing cannabis reform. Some of the most prohibitive and religiously sort of oriented states, we're even seeing some progress there, so glad to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's maybe we'll get to the end of it
in our lifetimes.
Maybe
in our lifetimes, it could happen. So we'll keep you informed as this develops. There may be some progress this year, and if that happens, you're gonna see. I don't know if it'll be a tidal wave, but it'll definitely be an increased level of states legalizing cannabis after the federal government removes it from the schedule, either because de facto, like, you know, I believe in New Hampshire, it will just be de facto legal if the feds remove it from the schedule, or because some politicians all of a sudden decide they're going to get behind this now that the federal government has changed its mind because they were cowards and they weren't willing to do it while it was prohibited. But now, if it is no longer prohibited federally, then you may see more politicians coming out in favor of state reform. So we may see the tide shift to where a majority of states become legal if the federal government just gets out of the way. And
that's what happened with alcohol prohibition, I think, is that first a couple of states started taking action against prohibition, and then the federal government stopped, and then most of the states ended their own prohibition programs later.
So we will tell you more about that as it develops on the way here tonight. Of course, we still have time for you with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. In fact, nobody, I know you had a not-so-uplifting story about some protesters getting run down by a maniac driving a truck. Apparently, that guy works for the federal government.
They love maniacs.
And you've got that story on the way. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, the Satanic Temple is back in the news. We'll find out what they're up to coming up in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.